You better expect it from a young Christian. And some of you adults, listen, don't you rob your kids of being young. If they're 12, 13, 14, don't you expect them to act like adults. Don't you take away that youth. Don't rob your kids of youth. You let them be young. And if you're a parent, you better stay young too. And you better go down that floor and be willing to play with them. Because dad loves, the male eagle loves, he gets distracted sometimes. He likes to play with the young eagle. He plays little games with them. He loves. But most of the time during this period, you know what dad does? 4 to 8 hours a day, all he does is fly over here and he watches and he protects. That's what if he's not down there finding food, he's flying over where he can spot and see. And then one day, a strange thing happened. Mom goes nuts. Mother eagle flies down and she starts throwing all the toys out. And then she throws that little cushion, those little feathers, she just picks them and blows them right out of the nest. And the little eagles are scared. They don't know what's going on. And then she starts tearing up the bottom and she stirs up the nest. See, the scripture in Deuteronomy, it talks about the fact that they stir up, as the eagle stirs up the nest. You know why? Mom knows something. Those little eagles will lay there and never fly until mom forces them to. They will never get out of that nest until they're forced. They do not understand what it means to fly. Although they've seen mom and dad, they don't know what it means. So mom has to do a cruel thing. She makes the nest so uncomfortable that the little eaglets don't know what to do except try to get away from all of these little prickly things she's pulled up from the bottom. And then it gets up on the side and it has to stand up. Doesn't have any room to lay down. And as it stands up, it begins to develop a little bit of leg muscle. And mom knows what she's doing because then, if that's not enough, a few weeks later, mom gets in there and pushes them up to the very edge. And now they get up on the edge where the wind blows and their little legs are up holding and they're shaking and they're thinking, Dad, do something. Mom's lost it. Do something. Call Eagle Abuse Center. Do something. Look at this woman. Mom's getting them up there and she's just nudging them up there and she won't let them back in that nest. And they stay up there so long where the winds can hit them and then they develop greater muscles and then she lets them down and they catch their breath. And that goes on for a few more days and all of a sudden one day mom really loses. She gets the first one up on the edge, she looks at dad and dad's flying above and then she goes, boom. And down he falls. And you want to hear what they say on the way down. They shriek, they scream, they panic, their heart rate is almost suicidal. They think it's all over. They know they're going to die. They can't. All they can do is feel themselves falling and falling and falling. And they would crash and burn except for one thing. There's the father eagle. You know what he does? He watches them as they fall. He's right on them. And right before they crash and burn, you know what he does? He swoops right under them and he picks them up and carries them back. Just as God the Father does you. But listen, you've got to let the eagle fall because until he gets used to falling, he'll never get motivated to fly. And sometimes God boots some of you out of your little comfortable environment, and sometimes God removes you from your little clutches, and you think it's cruel, and you think it's terrible, and you complain, and you moan, and you say, God, why you let this happen to me? Listen, you want to crawl like a creature? You want to stay in the nest the rest of your life, or you want to soar with eagles? Make up your mind. Because listen, you got to go over the edge, and you got to fall, and dad picks you up and lays you back up there, and your heartbeat has to calm down, and you get your poise, and then mom starts it all over again. Boom, out the nest. This happens about 10 times. And then all of a sudden, a little eaglet wakes up and says, there's got to be a better way. Thanks, man. I can't stay in one place very long. So one day, he gets over the fear, the fright. He realizes no matter how many times I fall, Dad always catches me. And this is fun. I said, Dad, let's do it again. Dad, by the way, he catches him right before they hit. See, mom wanted to know that about him. She figured if he can catch a little stick, he'll catch my young. He'll catch those little lives. He won't let him fall. And she tests him because she knows the life of her family depends on his ability and his strength and his power. And he'll catch the little one and bring him up. And finally they realize that Dad is enjoying his flight better now. And they start imitating. And they realize those little things hanging out the side are for a purpose. That's to keep the flies off their nose. And they begin to gradually reach out. And it's amazing. They don't fall as fast. So one day you see that little eagle. And he's all of a sudden airborne. He's qualified. By the way, another thing I'd give you in closing.